This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're talking about the situation in the Ukraine. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. This is The Buzz. The Buzz is Zelensky again and again pleading for help, this time in front of the UN. As a result of some of the images that we've seen for the past week especially, the U.S. and the European Union say, yep, we're going to level it, meaning we're going to level the hammer, imposing new sanctions just hours after President Zelensky called on the UN to punish Russia for its alleged war crimes. And I'll tell you what, the reality looks like it really is the reality that it's worse than even some of the images of these horrible atrocities that are fueling outrage here in the U.S. and in other places. Listen, I don't know about you, and I am definitely not an ice cube anyway, but when I look at these photos and I see the fear in the face of the people or the burned bodies, or hear that people are just being shot point blank in the head. Wow. Yes, I mean, this is war. War is hell. This is something else. So good that there are more sanctions that are going to be leveled at Russia. Will it be enough? And when I say, is enough enough, it is enough for all of us to see everything that we've been seeing. So anyway, it goes like this. The new penalties by the U.S., and our allies are going to be announced on Wednesday, but we do know it's going to include a ban on new investment in Russia, and it's intended to, of course, impose acute and very painful immediate economic harm on Russia. The European Union's executive branch proposed a ban on coal imports from Russia. That would be the first sanctions targeting Moscow's lucrative, very, 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 very lucrative energy income for its war in Ukraine. The coal imports amount to about 4 billion euros a year. So that's big. They're taking a clear stand, certainly in the EU, certainly here in the United States we're doing it, but it all comes back to the same thing. Will it be enough to spook Putin and end this massacre? And just end this massacre. One bright side, if you could even call it a bright side, Russian troops allowed almost 1,500 people to evacuate the city of Mariupol by private vehicles. But they blocked the entry of a convoy of evacuation buses that were accompanied by Red Cross workers. So some got in, got out, some did not. I mean, the determination, I think, is there for the rest of the world to squeeze Putin's neck. But like I said, squeeze, 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 but eventually does it choke him out and get this insanity to stop? I mean, seeing those, I think, burned and blackened bodies, the corpses just piled together, just off of a regular residential area right near a playground, was pretty gruesome for a lot of people, and enough for some of these world leaders to really push harder against Russia and hold them more accountable. I mean, there was a small child's foot in the tangle of the bodies. And you could see, as I said, the fear in some of the faces of what you could see that were faces that were contorted, one of them, frankly, in a scream. So I don't have to go into more detail, but it was nasty. It was awful. The Pentagon, by the way, announced late on Tuesday that 100 million worth of anti-tank missiles are going to be sent to the Ukraine to meet that need that they want. That's one of the things that Zelensky keeps talking about. The missiles have helped Ukrainian forces effectively mount a resistance to Russian troops who jumped into the Ukraine in February. And then the White House has sent $1.7 billion in military aid since this whole thing started. So we know there's going to be more bans from the U.S., more sanctions that will, again, try to squeeze Russia economically. Because, look, Russia's economy is forecast already to contract by about 15% or even more in 2022. So you got to think the financial system in Russia nearing the brink of collapse would be effective. And then it would be much more difficult for Putin to fund the war. Be much more difficult every single day. Would have to have some sort of an impact. So this has real teeth. I think when you say that, when you start to look at numbers, you look at the economy, you look at what's happening in Russia, you talk about banning Russian coal, you talk about imposing sanctions on imports of oil and natural gas, is what they're talking about in Europe. That's a major, major blow because the economy there is absolutely struggling. Absolutely struggling. All right, that's not the only thing that's going on that affects you and I, because, you know, what's happening here on our shores, and we are feeling some of the effects of that war. There's no question about it. And you hear people say it, that, oh, what's going to happen with interest rates? What's going to happen to the housing market with the war? And that's what they're talking about, the war, what's going on. What does that mean, or that we're going to see interest rates go up again? And will we see some of this cool off in some of the areas where housing has really exploded? And the answer is not just the second, but it is coming. It feels like it's a little bit around the corner. So what happens with the Ukraine and Russia, we can't say, I don't care, I'm not paying attention, oh, it's sad, but it's, we're not there. We are. We're in the middle of this because of how its rippling effects have hit the United States and, of course, have hit other world countries, you know, other countries in the world. And we've talked about it from the very beginning. Just a trickle in the beginning, just a trickle, but now much more of a ripple. But nobody wants to see that ripple turn into a tsunami. One, for the innocent people in the Ukraine, and also because of how it affects the rest of us. And the answer is it does affect us significantly. Significantly. By the way, something we're going to talk about this hour is what's going on in the stock market. Speaking of the trickle or the ripple effect, we're going to talk about your do-re-mi. You may not have much money in the stock market. You might have a cent in the stock market. It may be in the mattress. It might be in the wall. It might be in the jar that you hide under the bed in a safe. I don't know. But we're seeing economically, like I said, some of the effects of what's happening in the Ukraine. What about inflation? And why is inflation so much more significant to some people while others say, well, yeah, food's a little more expensive, but I don't quite see it as the disaster that it's being painted to be. And will it really, really get worse? We're talking about that. On the flip side, your money and some other things that we're chasing here on the show.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What are you paying? Think about it for a second, and we're going to talk about it coming up when we wrap up the big money section. I don't think the I was thinking this today. Now that we have Major League Baseball back, and the players didn't really get what they wanted in their collective bargaining agreement, but still they're making really good money to play, as somebody put to me, a sport that they played as kids. And what a great way to make a living. Okay, I get that, right? And I'm looking at some of the more extreme ends of that, the bigger contracts, and some who are kind of having that farewell year, like Albert Pujols, who's had a great career and also made a ton of money. But then here's the thing I think people forget, and we'll talk about this more in the next segment. What about the people that are paying the players who are really entertainers? How much are they reaping the benefit of a superstar player that gets them perhaps deeper into the playoffs? How many more tickets are they selling? How many more people are coming to the ballpark even before they get to the playoffs because they want to see the XYZ player? Because they are entertainers. It's like the age-old argument. Plus, we'll talk about one airline trying to gobble up another airline, but the airline they're trying to gobble up has had a lot of problems lately. A lot of problems. All right, how about this? You know, looking at the at the humorous side of life, when we talk about the Hill, we talk about the push-pull, we talk about the votes that are going on, and all the nonsense on the Capitol grounds. It was interesting. There was a fox that was caught at the Capitol after a couple of biting attacks, right? And they say it's like the craziest day that they've seen in like a decade. So the animal control folks in Washington, D.C. were there on the grounds of the Capitol. Several people saw a fox, and then several were bitten. How does a fox, what do you... The fox comes up to you and bite you? And I guess so. I guess this was an aggressive fox. So they captured the fox and they showed pictures of the fox. And I know there's some kind of metaphor in that somewhere. I'm going to leave it for you to decide what that metaphor is about caging this fox that was let loose on the people roaming the capital and actually bit a few people. I mean, there was even a warning in the last couple of days that there may be more than one aggressive fox that might come up to you and might nip you. And one of them was a congressperson, Congressperson Barra, Democrat from California. He was one of the people attacked at around 5 o'clock, I guess, the other day, walking right there at the Senate office building. And so what a very strange thing to happen. And what happened to him specifically is he felt something lunge at the back of his leg. He's a Democrat. It wasn't a Republican. He turned around and he thought it was going to be a small dog. Instead, it was a fox. So luckily he had an umbrella and just kind of pushed the umbrella around to keep the animal away and just not letting him get too far behind him. So that fox, this is what's so crazy, went from that building to the Senate office buildings. So, and Barra, who is a doctor, who thought he had, you know, pushed the fox away with his umbrella, looked down at his pant leg, and he didn't see any punctures or blood on the skin around his calves or ankle. But because he knew that he was nipped, he consulted with some doctors at Walter Reed. And so now, guess what he's getting? 10 shots. 10 shots, and that includes a tetanus shot to combat the disease in case he was exposed. And then, you know, there are still tourists, there are still people that they're letting back in that area, and people that go and visit the Capitol. I mean, it's easy. You can walk right past it. They're beautiful buildings. And what a strange, strange day. The feeling of getting bit, not by your opponent, by a fox. And that's crazy. I have spent enough time in Washington to know that area. It's just these old, the really old historic buildings. You've seen the Capitol, right? Of course we have. We've seen the Capitol a lot more lately. And nipping at people, biting people. So how many people had to go to a doctor, or hopefully did, because they needed the tetanus shot or those other series of shots just to be safe? Because foxes are, you know, considered wild animals. And, of course, you don't go up to them because they're super, and then maybe that's what it was. There was some sort of den there. They're super protective of whatever their territory is, and they're dense. So what a strange, strange thing to have happen in the middle of all the nonsense that's constantly going on in D.C. There was something that, you know, hey, look out, there's maybe a couple of foxes. Well, we know there was at least one, and we're trying to catch them. Animal control is out here trying to catch the fox. So don't try to outfox the fox. Just stay away as fast as you can. Get away from the fox. Get away from the fox. All right. You know, it's interesting when I talk about Washington and I think about some of what's happening in Washington, or what's not happening in Washington lately. It's, you know, it's always the push-pull. There are some, we're seeing there are some important, I think, futuristic votes that are about to happen. But, and then you look at some of the arguments that have gone on with the Supreme Court vacancy and the future ones that might come up, some of the conversations that have happened to set the stage for what could come up next. I mean, at this point, you have to get through, just for the Democrats, for Biden, he has to try to get the pick through a Republican majority, which is what the Republicans had the last time when they had to get through a Democratic majority. There have been so many conversations about different ways to do the court and maybe not make a Supreme Court justice a lifetime appointment. Is that an old chestnut that needs to be thrown out? Would it be better to have a limit and rotate Supreme Court justices? I'm floating the trial balloon. I think it's interesting to look at that. I mean, even if you like whatever this makeup is of the Supreme Court, which we've seen a lot of change lately, right, in the past 10 years anyway, would it be better, instead of playing the waiting game of someone staying too long, would it be better to have term limits or not? Because that's history, and part of the idea is you are hoping you get the best of the best, period, even if you don't always agree on the decisions. So send me your thoughts on that, yay or nay. Should it be a lifetime appointment, or does that need to change? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, our unofficial poll, of course. And I know over the years, in the last couple of years, some of you have actually weighed in on that. And I'm curious now, as we see another regime change that happened last January, and again, a Supreme Court vacancy, and then it brings up the conversation somewhat, although I haven't heard that lately, would it be better to not have lifetime appointments? Would it be better to not have them? All right, imagine if you're Ivanka Trump, because we stick with what's going on in D.C. Ivanka Trump spoke for hours Tuesday with investigators from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. So the interview with the former president's elder daughter does solidify cooperation with President Trump's inner circle. You had Ivanka Trump's husband, Jared Kushner, who spoke with a panel last week for several hours. I mean, in hours and hours and hours. So she answered questions, apparently, and just didn't, you know, just kept answering whatever the questions were. And she didn't refuse to answer any questions by claiming they were covered by executive privilege or didn't invoke her Fifth Amendment right. She came in and she, you know, answered whatever the questions were. They didn't have to subpoena Ivanka Trump. They didn't have to do that with Jared Kushner either. So when or when does this committee wrap up, and what ultimately do they decide? We've decided it's time to talk about food, gas, and yo money coming up next.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Three Republican senators are breaking from their party to support Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those senators are Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah. Jackson's confirmation by the full Senate is expected later this week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has become the largest shareholder of the big tech company Twitter with a 9.2% stake in the social media company. Musk now has four times as many shares as Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. Musk has been an outspoken critic of Twitter's biases and hostility to free speech. And JetBlue announced a bid to buy Spirit Airlines for $3.6 billion. That edges out a $2.9 billion offer from Frontier. This is USA Radio News. One U.S. senator is offering his two cents on how to turn the screws on Russia.
Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. posted a near-record $89.2 billion trade deficit in February, reflecting an ongoing surge in imports and ramped-up efforts to offload foreign goods at congested ports. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Your piece of the pie, let's be serious about it. You have to be entrepreneurial about the way you go about it sometimes, and perhaps lucky, some say. I don't know if I believe in luck. I think you make your own luck. But it was not a lucky day on the markets. They were down. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P futures. And you could be listening to me and saying, I don't care what's happening in the market. But really, a lot of you have 401ks, and it does affect your 401k. The worst is when the market takes a dip and you're getting ready to retire. And so how much do you lose in that retirement? Or we have a hellacious moment in the market like 2008, and you see a wild swing. It's really hard to make that up. It's hard to play catch-up with what you thought was coming your way in a package of stocks that was part of whatever your 401k happens to be, where it happens to be. So not a great day for the markets. Not a great day for, for some of the stocks, I think, that affected the market. So the drops, as I think investors are worrying about inflation. I mean, that's what it is. It's about news. It's about negative news, and it's about news that makes it soar. It seems so counterintuitive in one sense, and in another sense, it follows the flow of what's in our heads, what the buzz is. I always say, I talk about on this show what affects you and I, what's in our backyards. And this is, for some of us, in our backyard. So the S&P fell 57.52 points, or 1.3%. So that's pretty significant. It was pulled a little bit higher because there were some rallying technology stocks. A lot happens with tech. And, of course, the NASDAQ, very tech-heavy, lost 328.39 points, or, and this is a big number, 2.3%. And then the Dow Jones slipped 280.70 points. So it was slippage across the board. And this is just the indication of what's happening with inflation, what the conversation is about inflation, what people are seeing, feeling, doing when it comes to preserving or spending their money, right? Looking at gas prices, right? I mean, gas prices are dipping. That's good, and I see it. It's significant. Having just traveled and spent time in Florida and then back in the DFW area in Texas, I've seen a significant dip in gas prices. But there's still, I think, I've noticed this, more people that are looking at what's going on with gas. And even with the reserves being opened up and 1 million barrels a day, that's helped the prices. I think, and we see it, and maybe you see it, maybe you don't see it. Have you noticed more people doing the electric car thing? Have you noticed more electric vehicles? I think there's more people that are figuring out ways to go electric, because the fuel prices drives that market and that demand for electric cars, SUVs, whatever, significantly. There's been a much bigger demand for customers wanting to keep doing the electric thing, to keep them on the road. And, of course, there's supply chain issues, so that's been difficult for people that are trying to get their hands on something that they can afford, you know, a car, a van, whatever it is. And then some people who have companies are also looking at some of these bigger vans and thinking that that is a significant way to cut the cost of what they're doing business-wise, depending on what they have to do to upgrade them, how long they can hold on to them, how available are the charging stations, you know, everything in between. I mean, you look at Tesla, and I used to think, people can't. Yeah, there's only a small class of people that are really going for Tesla. And now I look around and I'm seeing them all over the place. I mean, in all kinds of neighborhoods. So somehow people are finding ways to get Teslas. I've absolutely noticed the significance of electric cars now more than ever. And it's not just California. It's not just New York. It's some really rural areas. So demand is up. I was looking at this. Demand is up depending on what kind of electric car somebody's getting, or van or SUV, is up in some cases up 50 to 75%, the demand. I was looking at a comment from the CEO of a place called Maxwell Vehicles, and they supply electric vehicles of all kinds, from small towns in rural areas to big areas, from coast to coast. And they're saying, he's saying, Max Pfeiffer is saying, that they're seeing the demand is through the roof, that it's up over 100%. But it's just difficult because of the supply chain. It's hard to complete orders, so people are waiting longer to go electric. I mean, and that brings up another question. How many people listening to this show are even thinking of going electric? Are you thinking that, hey, the next thing I get, I'll figure this out? Because there are affordable ways to get on the list and to go with an electric car. Are you thinking of doing that? Is that even on your radar? I think it's mixed. With the people I know, people say, oh, yeah, sure, that's I'm thinking about it, but they're not really thinking about it. And then there's other people I know that they're done. They're done with gas. They're sick of the roller coaster ride of what it's costing, and especially just this last go around, and they're really doing it. They're really looking at getting a used electric car or whatever it is, or getting on the list or ordering one and figuring out ways to turn that around. And what is it going to look like, and where are the charging stations, and yada, 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 and all the things that you think about when you decide you're going to make the big switch. Because I think it's a big switch. You just don't decide, I'm going to the car lot, going to look for that family SUV, and just, boom, I'm just going electric. I think there's a lot of, some people really fret over it and want to make sure, what is the distance and where can I find the charging stations and all that, all the stuff that happens in between, right? All the stuff that is part of figuring that out. All right, inflation. So I went to the market today and looked at the price of, groceries, just what I think has shot up, eggs significantly, produce higher. I can see people feeling the pain. Normally, the market that I go to is jammed around dinner time, and it wasn't. Does that mean it's a sign that people aren't running to the store every 5 seconds to get what they need for dinner? I think so. I think it means people are cutting back because they're seeing what the prices are, so they're figuring ways to stretch more, to stretch their dollars more. And look at budgets, be more conscious of that instead of just running out to grab a loaf, grab a bunch of eggs, grab a bunch of milk. I mean, there was a survey that was done by CNBC and Acorns Investing. And in this survey, 50% of adults, could be you and me, we could fall into this, say they've already cut back on dining out and they're going to consider reducing that even more if inflation continues to surge. Also cutting back on what we've talked about with gasoline, on driving, canceling vacations to keep up with inflation. And so what is different in the last 6 months with the rising prices? Because inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. So consumer goods, services, housing, food, energy, what are you paying? I mean, suddenly you're spending more on essentials you weren't really looking at. And that's what I think happens, because we're busy, right? So are you really closely monitoring every cent? I don't think so. But you do start to do that when you feel like you were pickpocketed, when you first fill up and get gas, then you do a little shopping, and then you start to realize, oh, wait a second, I'm taking a hit here. In this survey, nearly half of all the adults said they think about rising prices all the time. Is that what's happening in your backyard? Is that what's happening inside your home? Is that the conversation? 55% of those with annual household incomes of $50,000 or less are constantly checking costs, focusing on what they're spending. I don't know that that's a bad strategy, though, right? So you know, oh, maybe I'm eating out too much and this is ridiculous. I mean, I can tell you one thing. If you're one of those people where you go to the almighty Starbucks and you get one of those lattes every day, just keep track of that. Make your own latte at home. There you go. You've probably saved $40 plus a week. Mailbag coming up.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, no surprise here. I say it all the time, but bravo. Lots and lots of email comes our way. Thoughtful audience, an audience that thinks about what they've heard or what they think they should hear or suggestions or kind of a mixture, a mixed bag. That's what it is, a mixed bag. So let's dive right into it. This one is from Mac. And Mac says, hey, Kate, I listen to you in Ottumwa. Often I hear you give a shout out to Ottumwa, and so I'm shouting back at you as well. I love it when you talk about what's happening in the breadbasket. And you definitely have people listening to you here. And so we look at what, with limited amounts of funding, we look at what happens as far as our area when it comes to this inflation gap. And I think that some people in Washington, in fact, I'd say most people in Washington, do not have any idea what's happening in smaller areas, in rural areas, what's happening on farms, what the cost of living is for so many people, and how those 20, 30, 40, 50 extra dollars are just not there when something turns sour because they're not doing their job where they could have done something different in many different directions because it affects us. And so I like it when you also talk about this is why you have to be active politically and start locally so that you know what's happening around you because it does affect us in our wallets. That is all. Absolutely. Thanks for the email, Mac. It's true. Somebody taught me that it might have been my mother when I was a kid because that's what she was about. Open your eyes, pay attention. I don't care if you disagree with something the family says or people say that you just have an opinion and pay attention, meaning be aware. Be aware of what's happening because then you're not, and then suddenly the city tax goes up, the borough tax goes up. You're not paying attention to what's happening with the schools. You're not paying attention to the things that are right there in your own area where you could have an impact. And who are you electing? Who's your mayor? Who's your city council? And then you go beyond that and look at who your representatives are federally. And you may hate the people that are running. You may think that all of them are saying the same old lame things over and over again. Well, the more people that get invested in it, the more potential there is for getting someone who you think has a better shot at representing you, whether you're in Ottumwa, Iowa, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Dallas, Texas, or Birmingham, Alabama, or Tallahassee, Florida. All right, this one is from Schiff. I had a friend named Schiff. Schiff says, Kate, I am so tired of the antics in Washington, D.C. I honestly don't pay attention anymore because to me, it just is about getting elected. It just is about saying whatever you think voters want to hear. And then whatever's promised on these campaign rallies, trails, some of the media that they send to your house, the direct mail, it never really amounts to that. Why don't we ever hold our politicians accountable for the way they're voting and what they promise they're going to do, and then those unfulfilled promises? Well, I purposely put Mac and Schiff together because I thought it was interesting that they focused on this, and I agree. So it goes back to the same thing, being more active, paying attention to what's happening, what is promised. I get an avalanche of direct mail. I get texts constantly, and some of them are crazy. I think, do they know anything about what's happening in my household? They don't. But and it is always appealing to your financial side, the economy, what relates to COVID, the kind of issues that that makes us look. You know, it's like a tease. It makes you look, and then you read, oh, so-and-so's running for this or running for that. And you're right. There should be an accountability thing. And that's why when you talk about voting, that's why it's important to know how somebody votes, right? Because they can say one thing. And I think when you are a representative especially, you get lost in the sea of the avalanche of work that they do have, the aides that they have that pour through whatever the issues are. And too often people don't remember that they don't, unless it's they're running for re-election and someone's going after them and they fling the mud. They don't remember how people voted. They don't pay attention to that. But again, I'll say the same thing. It's important. So, yeah, accountability is huge. That's why I'm all for across the board, period, and like any elected official, term limits. Even when you really, which happens, sometimes you really think someone's doing a good job, even a local mayor, but term limits are good so that there is more accountability and that you can clear the decks and get somebody new in. But there can be fresh ideas or hopefully somebody that comes in and maybe you have somebody good and they carry the baton and they do an equally good job. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, we've had great mayors here. You know, we like what happens here because boom, 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 boom. All right, here's one completely different and unrelated to this from Joseph, who says, Kate, Tiger Woods, I heard you mentioning that he was back at the Masters, and thanks for that because I had no idea. I frankly was not paying attention. I watch golf when somebody is making a comeback or there's an interesting storyline, because I frankly think it's so homogenized, everybody seems to be the same. He's not the same. He has definitely gone through the layers of love and maybe hate by the public. I think he's in a period where people are rooting for him to come back. But he is an incredible athlete, and the fact that he's going to play makes that much more interesting. I will tune in, and we'll see what he can do when he tees off on Thursday. How far do you think he can go? Well, you know, if you're going to ask me to make a prediction, how far can he go? Well, he won the Masters in 2019, but he wasn't limping. He didn't almost have his leg amputated. But he's playing because he feels that he can play, and he thinks he can win. You know, it's been 508 days from the last time he played a tournament where he had to walk. And returning to the Masters with screws and rods and pins holding the bones in place in his right leg. And think about the swings that you make in a backswing and any of the swings with whatever club he has in his hand. How does he hold up for 4 days, 18 holes? So I guess he feels like he can do it, that it's game time for him and that he feels good with those practice rounds and that it might be a tough challenge, but he's trying. That he's trying to do whatever he can. I mean, this is a guy who won 15 majors, second only to the great Jack Nicklaus, who won 18. So, I mean, is there anything to prove? Maybe not, but I guess he likes competing. I'm sure he likes competing. And I don't think he would show up at the Masters if he didn't think that he could win. So the answer to the question is, sure, I'm going to say he could win. And that would be phenomenal. If he won another Masters with the way his leg has been put together and walking all those holes and doing what he would have to do to be competitive, and of course what everybody else is doing and what they're shooting, it's not an easy walk around the Masters. Just throw that into the mix. I think it's great that he's competing. It does make it more interesting. And I'm going to say, yeah, sure, he can win. Definitely. But will he? You know, that's a different story. And we'll get a better sense in the first two rounds. Well, of course, he has to make moving day, so we'd have to get into the weekend. That's the number one thing. Is he going to somehow be there at the top of the leaderboard or in contention? If he's in the hunt after a couple of days, definitely he is in this thing. No doubt about it. All right, the music means we got to skedaddle. Hit me up anytime, 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.